This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Cybersecurity teams work feverishly to stem the impact of the single biggest global ransomware attack on record. Some details are emerging about how the Russia-linked gang responsible breached the company whose automated network management software was the conduit. Thousands of victims have been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to 5 million reported. The FBI says the scale of the attack means it may not be able to respond to each victim individually. The attack comes less than a month after U.S. President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to stop providing safe havens to ransomware gangs. Demolition crews have set off explosives to bring down the remaining portion of the collapsed South Florida condo. The demolition late Sunday was key to resuming the search for victims of the June 24th collapse and even expected to open new areas for rescue teams to work in. No one has been found alive since the first hours after the disaster. So far, rescuers recovered the remains of 24 people, with 121 still missing. Search efforts were suspended Saturday to allow the demolition crews to drill holes for the explosives. U.S. President Joe Biden celebrated the second July 4th holiday of the coronavirus pandemic by declaring that America is coming back together. Service members and first responders were among more than 1,000 guests at a White House event Sunday, marking the nation's birthday. Biden highlighted the success of the vaccination campaign he has championed, but also warned that the fight against COVID-19 is not over. More at VOANews.com.